This is Wade Rath, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Top 10 cities for HIV cases in 2014 were New Orleans, Miami, Jackson, Orlando, Memphis, Atlanta, Columbia, Jacksonville, and Baltimore. Employers can now have up to a 3-month extension to March 31st to provide some of the reporting under the Affordable Care Act. University of Cape Town students successfully forced the removal of a statue of Cecil Rhodes, the imperialist tycoon, and students at Oxford University in Britain are focused on removing a statue of Rhodes from the university now there as well. St. George Prep School in Rhode Island became the latest elite prep school to disclose instances of sexual abuse of students by employees and others that were never reported to the police. Former Arkansas Governor and U.S. Senator Dale Bumpers passed away at 90. He served continuously from 1970 to the end of 1998. Nordic countries like Finland, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, traditionally welcoming to migrants, have cut benefits in some cases by 50%, are deporting migrants when home areas are judged safe, and even searching bags to find valuables to offset the cost of care. Clinton and Sanders both raised more than $30 million for their campaigns in the last quarter. In a recent study, when people were offered a small cash reward, literally a dollar or so, for a correct answer about economic conditions with political implications, they were more likely to be accurate and less likely to give an answer fitted to their partisan bias. Nearly one in three teens responded to a survey that stress drove them to sadness or depression, and their single biggest source of problems in school was stress. Between 2000 and 2012, the number of Hispanics eligible to vote grew by almost 10 million, but the number of actual voters increased by half as much. In the two recent Obama elections, fewer than half of eligible Latino voters cast ballots compared to two-thirds of African Americans. Most recent federal surveys in 2013 find the difference in net worth between the typical white and black family as $131,000. One quarter of African American families had less than $5 in reserve, while low-income whites had about $375. Typical black household earning between $25,000 and $50,000 per year reportedly had emergency savings of $400, while white households had $2,100. 9% of African Americans report having their power disconnected in the last year, compared to 4% of whites. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.